Shirashirim Perek Dalet Posuk Aleph. Hinoch Yofa Rayosi, you're beautiful, my beloved. Hinoch Yofa, you are beautiful. Einayich Yoinim, your eyes are like the eyes of a yonah, of a dove. Mibad Letzamoseich, from under your hair covering. Sareich Ke'edo Ha'izim, your hair is like the hair of goats, like a flock of goats. Shagol Shomei Hargilod, that are coming down from Hargilod. Okay, Rashi, Hinoch Yofar Yossi, Kilson Veritzon Ve'orvu Olov Korban Yisrael. He praises them, and he maratze them, he appeases them, and their sacrifices are, the korbonos are pleasant to him. Now what in the world does that mean? Well, this is Hashem praising Klal Yisroel, and maratze them, I guess, what is he maratze them? I guess maybe the Klal Yisrael sin, so Hashem is speaking nicely to us, is appeasing us from the estrangement, and says, you know, you guys, you know, you may have sinned, but I still have this desire for you. I still love you. Something like that. The Orvo Olov, Korban Seim, and the sacrifices, the korbanos that they bring, are very pleasant to him, to Hashem. What? Ad Shiafua Chayim. I have something. What's the next Rashi you have? That's not this posuk. What?
I was confused about the same thing.
Well, so am I. Wait, what is going on here? Ad Shiafua Chayim.
What, in Pasuk Aleph?
Yeah, but there's no
commas.
Such. What?
There's no period.
It doesn't make it as a new Rashi.
Ad Shiafua. It's not a posuk. Oh. I see. Ad Shiafua Chayim, it's not in our posuk. But I guess until the sun comes out or spreads all over, Shechotu Lefonai Bimei Chofni Upinchos, until the day when they sinned before me, the days of Chofni and Pinchos. Why Daphne Chofni and Pinchos? I don't know. I guess that's when the korbanos was still pleasant to Hashem, and at that point they sinned in such a way that the korbanos no longer pleasant. Okay, let's leave that because I don't know exactly what he wants. Einayich yoinim, your eyes are like the eyes of doves. Gavonayich umariseich v'dugmoseich, the colors and the way it looks and the characteristics. Kayoina hazois hadveiko bebenzuga, like a yoina who clings to her mate, to her ben zuk. And when they shecht her, she doesn't struggle, like when you shecht, the animal is struggling. So he says, Ela poishetes tzavoro, she stretches out her neck to be shechted. Kach ad nosato shchem lizbol uli umayroi. You so too put out your neck, your shoulders, to accept the burden, my burden and my fear.
The other dove.
What?
Talking about the dove, the other dove sticks out its neck?
No, Klal Yisrael is compared to the dove. The dove, when it's being shechted, it doesn't resist, you know, go like this. It's just, here, be my guest. Yeah? It holds out its neck. So same thing, Klal Yisrael holds its shoulders and accepts the oil HaTorah. Now, the comparison over here is very strange, and I think requires some analysis. Now, we say that the dove, when it's being shechted, so she poshetes savora. But we also said before, inayach yonim, yavonayach marachayach, yonayach yonayach, hadveiko bebenzuga. It has something to do with the fact that she's so dovuk bebenzuga. So she's so dovuk bebenzuga, so when the shechet comes to shechta, I guess the pshat is that she has her ben zug there, so her world is so complete that, be my guest, shecht me, nothing bothers me. As long as, I mean, you hear such talk like that, but it's mostly talk in our world. As long as you're by my side, I don't care what happens, you know, kill me, so what? But, you know, I'll die holding your hand. So then everything is fine. You know, it sounds like it's some kind of a thing like that, that the Ben Zug, she has such a dvekus in the Ben Zug that she's, there's no nothing. When he's there, she's at peace, she's calm, she's not worried. You're shechting me? Akasha, nothing bothers me. So the same thing as the Klal Yisrael, that the Klal Yisrael has such a dvekus b'Hashem that they are nosato shchem, you give your shoulder lizbo to carry or to have the sevel, the burden of the oil of the Torah and of the Meir and of the fear of Hashem. Now that I think is very significant, because who's the Ben Zug?
Our Ben Zug?
What?
Our Ben Zug?
Yeah.
Hashem.
Hashem. So that means that just like the Yoino has this ability when the Ben Zug is there, that there's nothing bothers me. Same thing, when there's Dveikus Bashem, when there's Kolkach, what's the Loshen he uses? Kayon says Hadveiko beben Zuga. When there's Dveikus Bashem, then please, just how do you say, a pile it higher and deeper. You know, just give me more and more. Like, there's nothing bothers me. So it's very important. In other words, there's an amazing concept over here, that the antidote to the burden and the pain of the Ol Malchus Shemayim, which is very difficult. I mean, there's a lot of responsibilities. If you take the responsibilities seriously, then you know, this is why I find children are more unnerved by Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs than adults. Adults get used to the fact that it's not so serious, you know. You cheat a little bit here, cheat a little bit there. Megitza chanetza, you know. Okay, life is nobody's perfect. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, now let's move on with the show. Kids are very innocent. So with the level of innocence that they have, the burden is overwhelming. What's the antidote to the burden? The antidote, which in the nimshol, in the moshol, is equivalent to the yoino with her ben zug by her side, saying to the sheikhet, here, I'll stretch out my neck, I'll make it easier for you. Shecht away, man. I got my ben zug over here. Same thing, that if a person has dveikus b'Hashem, if there's that relationship with Hashem, everything else becomes easy. Okay. Oh, it's very hard. It says nosato shchem, just like she stretches out a net. You take upon yourself lizbol uli umayroi. It's a sevel, but that sevel becomes easy, just like the thing. You know why I can do it? Because my ben zug is here. I have that relationship. So it's such an important thing to appreciate how we have to have that relationship with Hashem. If without that relationship, it's such burdensome, it's so difficult. Memela, if we wish to introduce children or Talmidim to Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, so the methodology is create a Dveikus B'Hashem. First, let them know, let them have this close relationship with Hashem. Let them feel that, you know, Shivisi Hashem L'Nait Yisomit Ki Mimini Balemoit, that Hashem is always in front of me, to fear him and to be aware of his of the responsibilities. Why? Because he's always by my side doing good for me. When I realize that he's always here, when I have that relationship, like this Holocaust survivor, they asked her, you know, how did you survive everything, the camps and this, and where was Hashem? He says, he was right here by my side. That's how I survived. If a person has that Dveikus B'Hashem, then all the burdens that we have become much easier. We don't feel that the extent becomes equivalent to for the yoino telling the shoyishet, here, I'm stretching out my neck, be my guest, shecht me.
Okay. Sorry, quick question. I came late.
Don't be sorry.
What point in history is Shlomo referring to? In other words, doesn't it depend which point in history?
No, so the Pashtus is, unless there's a specific reference, like he's talking about what happened after the Yetzias Mitzrayim, what happened in the Midbar, what happened at a specific time, like Rashi says, this the Korbonos stopped being pleasant in Bimei Chofni Upinchos, but unless there's a specific indication, it refers to the Golos in general. All the Golos. That's what it seems in Rashi's Hakdoma. That this is the relationship of Hashem with the Klal Yisrael in the Golos. So unless there's a specific reference, I would say it applies to everything. Okay, let's move on. Mibad samasech sarech yedo izim. Hakilus hazeh Dugmas kilos isha hanehebes lechosin. This praise is like the praise of a woman who's beloved to her chosin. Mi bifnim lekishurayich sarich noe. Under your covering, your hair covering, your hair is very beautiful. Umavik ketzav lavnunis, and it shines with brightness and whiteness. Kisar izim levonois, like the hair of white goats. Hayordos min ehorim, they're coming down from the mountains and the winds are blowing. Usoron mavik meroch, I don't know the winds, but the sun, I guess, is shining on them, so it's mavik, so it's shining from the distance. Hadugma shadima. Okay, so that's what he's comparing Klal Yisrael to. Hadugma shadima Knesset Yisrael lekach zuhi. The comparison that he's making to Knesset Yisrael is as follows. Mibifnim lemachanoi sayich umishkanoi sayich. In your camps and in your places of living, af horekim sheboch chavivin olai ki Yaakov ubonov shegolshu loredes behar hagilot ki sisigon lovon shom. What is he saying? Under your kerchief, under your cover, you have this beauty. So he says the comparison is, the nimshol is, Rashi says, inside of your camps, even the reikim, the empty ones. Who are the empty ones? The people, I guess, reikim mitoyro mitzvahs. Chaviv and olai, they're as beloved to me as Yaakov ubonov. Shegolshu Lorenis that came down Mehar Gilod, Kishe Hisigam Lovon Shom, when Lovon was running after them and he overtook them. That's how the Reikim, in other words, I guess the covering says, under the covering, in other words, hidden within your Machaneh are people that are not 100%. They're empty. They're not from your finest, so to speak. But he says, to me, there is, what's the lotion he uses? Chaviven, there is dear to me, ki Yaakov Ubonov. Yaakov Ubonov, running away from Lovan. Lovan's running after them. Yaakov Avinu, his children, the Shiftekor, running, nirdofim, elikim evakesh es nirdof. Hashem is specifically seeks out to help the person who's being pursued. They're being pursued by Lovan. Lovan bikesh lakor es hakoy, Lovan wanted to destroy them. And the Reikim Shebuchem, the empty people, they're not religious. I don't know what they are. They don't know anything. They're empty inside. They're hidden within the Machane. They're not your finest. They're not what it looks like on the surface. In between, you got these Reikim. They are so choviv to me, not as much as everybody else, as much as Yaakov Avinu Ubonov, as they were running away from Lovan. It's such a chizuk in terms of how much Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. You know, sometimes we feel unworthy of the love, but in as far as Hashem is concerned, we're worthy. We're worthy even if we're not worthy. He has that love for Klal Yisrael. Maybe it's the internals, the midas, Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, Rachmonim, Baishonim, Gomli, Chasonim, I don't know what it is. But the mitzius is, Av Harekim Shebuchem, I love, are beloved to me as Yaakov Ubonov. Okay, that are running away from Lovdova Acher, ki oisan shetzovo al midyan be'ever hayarden shehi be'eretz gilod. Like those that that gathered, you know, the their forces together to fight on Eivel HaYarden in the land of Gilod. I guess that was something that was also very precious. They're going to fight to take over Eretz Yisrael, and that they were supposed to be, the requirements for to be in the army were very high. If you're Isha Yoriv or Rachalev of Yelech Lebosu Beisu, you had to have Bitochon, you had to be a Balmadrega. So, and this is these people, the Reikim that are not that, are as choviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as these people. Bibad hu loshem bibifnim. Bibad ha-samoch means from under, from inside. Ba'ad shem mikro dov acha meisich omegen neged dov acher. It refers to something that covers something else. Come over, ad kechovim yachtoim. It's the covering of the stars. All right. Or it's b'chel ba'ad. Ba'ad. Okay, Mibad Letzamosech, let's see Rashi. Mibad Letzamosech, it's late. Mibad Hudover, Mibad Letzamosech, Loshon Dover Hamet Tzamtzim Asar. Tzamosech is a cover, but it it's mitzamtzim, it confines the hair because the hair can't flow freely because it's being covered. Shlo yafriach, let's say, it can't show through. V'zui has vocho v'hakishurim. This is the covering that it has. Okay, v'lo yitochon v'farish samach slosh and somes. Okay, this is not relevant for us. This is just the diktukim and this. Okay. All right, I think that's it with this Rashi. So basically this Rashi has two nekudas for us. Number one, the dveikus v'Hashem, that when, just like the yoyna that's dovik ben zugo, when there's dveikus v'Hashem and we're ready to accept the ultimate burdens, because we have that support and inspiration and strength from the dveikus v'Hashem. And the second point that we had here is that even the reikim shebochem are considered beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as Yaakov Uborov, which really, really speaks on both of them, really speaks about the relationship that exists between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. When we feel Dveikus Hashem, we're ready to endure anything. That's how much we appreciate Hashem. We love Hashem. And Hashem loves us despite that we're not worthy. We could be just like the Reikim, and His love is still there. Okay. So, Bes Hashem, we'll pick up after Pesach next. What? No, what? Yeah, no, where's Shigolshu? No, there's nothing on that.
No?
No, where's the Rashi on that? No.
From the bottom, no.
Where? I didn't see any Rashi.
Where's Rashi?
Which one? Where? Where? No. Oh, I'm sorry, Shigolshu. Oh. Okay, Shigolshu. Shenikrachu, that were taken out. Gibeach is a bald. Beturim galush. Behemas yordus min ahor. Nims ahor nikras umamayrat. Nikroch umamayrat mehem. Like the ones coming down, that just means they're coming down from the mountain, and the mountain becomes empty because the goats are no longer on the mountain, they're coming down. Okay, that's not negated to our inyonim. Okay, what's today? 3:10? 3:10:21. And we'll pick up after Pesach, because usually after Rosh Chodesh, I don't do these things. What? Rosh Chodesh is Sunday.
Yeah?
Yeah, so even though this man goes on, but I... the last week and the first week, I sort of... Yeah, not a real...